Nate, I think it would be fair to say that the battle over bathroom policy is about much more than public facilities. For some, it's social change, just moving at an uncomfortable speed. So some school districts say it's appropriate to move at a cautious speed regarding policies.
You know, when it comes to education, it's a little bit different because adults have sort of come into their identity. Students are often still figuring out what that identity is. And when it comes to school policy in particular, the school has a responsibility to make sure that students feel as safe while they're in school so that they can essentially do what they're there to do in school, which is to learn and excel and not be worried about where they're going to go to the bathroom, to be frank, when the bell rings.
So those directives were issued in May, but plenty of school boards fought back, including here in Florida, in Marion County. The school board voted to require students to use the bathrooms that correspond with their sex at birth, despite the directive. And in Sarasota County, one school board member called it government overreach. So why shouldn't these policies regarding bathroom use in schools be decided by the individual states?
When it comes to civil rights protections, those are important to make sure that they are applied uniformly. There are certain issues that are certainly, especially in the education space, that are certainly best left to be decided at the state and local levels. But I think when it comes to civil rights protections for Americans, that is best decided at the federal level.
And we will have a new president at the federal level. Where does Donald Trump stand on transgender policies?
I would say that's unclear as of now. What we've seen from his expected nominee for Secretary of Education is that she has a family history of donating to anti-LGBTQ organizations. So I think that exactly where the president-elect stands on transgender issues remains to be seen, although it does seem like the cabinet members in his administration may not stand on the same side as the Obama administration has been on.
It was in October when the U.S. Supreme Court announced they will hear a lawsuit by a transgender student who was denied use of the restroom of the gender he identified with. Oral arguments could begin as soon as February or March. What will the court be looking at?
What they're essentially answering is two questions. One is around administrative procedure, and it's whether the Obama administration followed proper administrative procedure in making that assessment and notifying schools of that finding, which is the finding around transgender students being treated consistent with their gender identity. And then the second question is really the crux of the question, right? Whether transgender students are protected under the law to be treated with consistent with their gender identity.
Before the election, back in October, when the Supreme Court decided they were taking up this case, your organization said you were confident that they would rule in favor of the student. Has that opinion changed in light of the results of the election?
I wouldn't say that our opinion has changed. I think, you know, when you start really looking at the facts, then I think that it's hard for the court to rule otherwise. You know, I wouldn't be terribly surprised if they raised questions around the way the administration released the guidance. I think we feel pretty strongly that the way that they did that was appropriate, but I wouldn't be surprised if that were some questions. But I think when it really gets down to the rights of transgender people, the court will ultimately stand on the side of justice. There's a tradition in American history of the courts being there to protect minorities, and I think that this is certainly fits well within that tradition.
Nate Smith, Director of Public Policy for the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. Thanks for your insight.
All right. Thank you very much.